So, do you do the whole plant all your flowers, get that all going on May long, Sarah?
We usually try to,
Yeah.
but with how gross it's been the last few days,
You've held off?
we just haven't had the time or I just don't want to be planting when it's like chilly like this.
Yeah, there's actually freezing fog down in Regina this morning already, so.
I heard up in Flin Flon it was snowing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No, thank
that's
you. I
no.
will deal with the rain.
Spring is fine. Rain is
Yeah.
fine. Yeah, it was 7 millimeters in Saskatoon
Oh,
yesterday. So
man.
it's been a lot of rain, which is good. It's
Lots.
been just, you know what? We've been drought struck for so many years here
It's true.
that,
Yeah.
as much rain as possible. Well, maybe not as possible. I mean, we don't need a flash flood,
No, thank you. No.
but just this nice
No.
little rain, it's been okay. But it's kind of getting our, nose to the grindstone. We got to get some crops in the ground,
Yeah.
and Sarah's got to get her flowers
I
planted.
need to put in my plants. I want my corn.
Sarah, what have we got going on in the Country Music Insider?
We have an official opening date for Lainey Wilson's Nashville Bar and Restaurant. Bell Bottoms up
Ooh, okay.
May 31st.
May th wow.
Right?
That was very quick to announce, and it's going up right away.
Well, the structure of it had already been built because it was
Okay.
a prior bar to this.
Yeah, that's fair.
So at least she didn't have to go through all the building permits and stuff like that. So yeah, quick turnaround. So May 31st, if you want to go check out Lainey's bar in
Yeah,
Nashville, it'll
restock the bar and we're good to
be
go.
yeah.
Nice.
At Morgan Wallen's concert over the weekend at MetLife Stadium, a fan held up a sign that said, "Morgan, can you draw my first tattoo?"
Ooh.
And Morgan grabbed the sign and signed it, "Love ya, so does God," which is just a sweet sentiment. And so the fan already got the tattoo done,
That's cool.
which is super cool. Luke Combs ended up taking a fall at his concert last
Uh-oh.
week, just after starting his tune, "Beer Never Broke My Heart." So he walked towards the front of the stage and he fell. And then when he got back up, he called himself safe with the baseball gesture.
So he's all right.
That's one of my favorite things to do. Yeah, so he's all right. And speaking of Luke, he did a recent interview where he was asked if he was stuck on a deserted island and could only listen to one album for the rest of his life, what would it be?
Brooks and Dunn, I'm gonna guess.
No.
Wow.
He said either Tom Petty or the Eagles.
Really?
But he did say that he would want to make sure that it's a greatest hits album
Yep.
so that he could get a bang for his buck.
What would yours be?
I don't know. Tom Petty's a great answer.
Tom Petty for
Yeah,
you?
I think so.
And I'm gonna have to go with Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced?
Ooh,
His
that's a good
very
one.
first
Yeah.
album. Yeah. There we go. Showing my rock roots right there. And that is your Country Music Insider this morning.